The Director General of GBC, Major Albert Donchebe, has warned that his administration will not tolerate laziness, unprofessional conduct and fraudulent practices on the part of any staff of the corporation. He gave the warning at GBC's media review conference in Sunyai. Emmanuel Mensah-Bludo reports that the four-day event, among others, is serving as a platform to better appreciate the state of GBC, as well as discuss and agree on a corporate plan for the corporation from now to 2015.
The review conference is being attended by board members of GBC, divisional and regional directors, as well as some unionists and a number of support staff. In the words of the Director General, the media review is aimed, among others, to infect the attendees with a new hunger to transform the sick old man of broadcasting to the true leader of the industry in Ghana today, and to convince and assure everyone that GBC is on the threshold of a golden age. Major Donchebe indicated that he and his team intend to give every worker a fair and equitable opportunity to perform to the best of his or her ability, but will not countenance below par performance.
We will not countenance indolence, laziness, unprofessional conduct, and fraudulent practices. If you have any of these viruses and therefore are beyond redemption or cure, see me in chambers and I will find a way of finding a graceful exit for you away from temptation into an area where there may not be the opportunity that will tempt you.
Major Donchebe intimated that it is better to spell out clearly the do's and don'ts of the corporation so that no one can pretend or plead ignorance in future. He touched on the negative public perception of GBC and how to change it.
It's because GBC, unfortunately, has been perceived to have performed negatively. And so the only way we can change that unfortunate public perception is if we perform positively. We can only affect our image or the perception of our image through our activities. And we are determined to work hard to transform this negative image into something positive. And that is the reason why we have to do what our listeners and viewers want. We have to meet their expectations.
The acting director of finance, Elvis Anabanyaba, in an interview threw light on the impress system from headquarters, which the regional directors identified as one of the key challenges hindering their work.
Currently, the way we operate it now has contributed largely to the problems that you encounter at the various regions. We send the money, or you request, and then we send, you spend, and then you retire, and then you expect the recruitment to come. And then sometimes when you delay in transferring the revenue, it affects the recruitment. That is the major problem that we have. Now, after this review conference, what we have decided to do, that will be September, we will send the impact by direct transfer at the beginning of the first week of the month, possibly before the end of the first week of every month. We will ask Bank of Ghana to transfer the impact directly in your impact account so that you can access it within the end of the first week, so that it will not affect your operations. And then we also expect the regional directors to transfer the money into the revenue account of the head office at the end of every week, so that you always have money there for Bank of Ghana to effect the transfers in good time.
There was the acting director of finance of GBC, Elvis Nyaba, in that report by Emmanuel Mensah-Bludo in Sunyai.